Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Confrontation of East and West in Religion. It is the third selection in the series entitled Inward Journey, East and West. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Well, our topic tonight is the confrontation of East and West in religion. And when I was a student back in the 20s, one never would have thought that in the 70s one would be talking about religion. At that time, we were all perfectly convinced that we were through with that. The science and reason, the war had been won, the First World War, the world had been made safe for the rational world of democracy and so forth. Aldous Huxley, in his first phase, Point Counterpoint, was our hero, Bernard Shaw, and people like that. But in the midst of all this optimism about reason and the light, there appeared a work, 1921 and 1922, that was disturbing, and that was Spengler's Decline of the West. And about the same time, within a span of 5 years, there was Thomas Mann's Magic Mountain, there was Joyce's Ulysses, there was Eliot's Wasteland, there was Proust's Remembrance of Things Past. Those were great years. But what the story of these works seemed to say was that with all of this rational movement and progressive achievement and illumination of the dark quarters of the world, there was something beginning to disintegrate in our Occidental system itself. And I think of these that Spengler's was the most disquieting. It was based on the concept of an organic continuity, a morphology of history, that a culture has its years of youth, its years of fulfillment, its years then of beginning to totter and try to hold itself up with rational reasoning and organizations, and then a sort of petrifaction and decrepitude and no more life. And in this view of Spengler's, we are at the point of passing from what he called the culture to the civilization period, which is to say from a period of spontaneous and wonderful creativity to a period of anxious formulations and the beginning of the end. When he sought for analogies in the classical world, our moment today in the mid-20th century corresponded to that of the classical world in the 2nd century BC, the period of the Carthaginian Wars, the decline of the culture world of Greece, and the rise of Rome, Caesarism, and what he called the second religiousness, politics based on providing the people with bread and circuses, and a general tendency toward violence and brutality in the arts and pastimes of people. Well, this came out in the 20s, and it has been something of a life experience to watch the not so gradual coming into fulfillment of the world that Spengler wrote about. And I can remember we used to sit around and discuss this and try to find how you could beat it down and try to find what the positive things were in this moment of crisis and transition. And Spengler himself said that in the period of transition from culture to civilization, there is a dropping of the culture forms. This is astonishing to be teaching today students that find the whole history of our civilization irrelevant. The forms are dropped. I mean, that's the word they use. And they don't seem to have the will to encompass it all. Kind of, one thinks, on the negative side, a kind of a failure of will. But then one thinks about the matter in another way and thinks of the concatenation of new problems and new influences to be absorbed. And one can then understand that the energies are brought forward here. And perhaps we could think of Spengler's concept, not only are we dropping the culture forms, but we are beginning to shape the civilization forms, and this is a great moment on that head.